Vignette number 68 from Zen is right here. Teaching stories and anecdotes of Shunryu Suzuki. During a formal silent lunch in the Zendo, a young woman with a soup tureen stopped in front of Suzuki Roshi, gave him two ladles full, and blurted out, "Suzuki Roshi, when I'm serving you soup, what is it like for you?" He said, "It's like you're serving your whole being to me in this bowl." That was Liz Wolf serving him, who said that. But the memory comes from Larry Hansen, Tassajara, around 1967. Liz Wolf was at the first practice period, and that question, she always said the most direct things. She didn't have really an intellectual approach to Buddhism, but she came through UC Santa Cruz. Paul Lee, professor of philosophy and religion there, who was very close with Richard Baker and had given a talk at Tassajara on, Paul Lee was a Protestant theologian. Great guy. He had Suzuki come to UC Santa Cruz and Liz met him there. And then Liz did something that really must have impressed him because, you know, he talked to them a little bit about Zen and she raised her hand and she asked if they could meditate together, which I'm sure he just ate up because that's the sort of thing he would do. People would ask him to talk and he'd say a few things and say, "Well, let's meditate together." He might say that to begin with. She was the type of student. There's a monk in Buddhism, you know, there's the Heart Sutra that is chanted by Mahayanists generally. That is sort of the via negativa. No eyes, no ears, no nose, no throat, no body, no mind. There's no, you know, no nirvana, no old age and death, no, they just go everything, blah, blah, blah. It's, I call it the Heart Sutra of Emptiness. but there was a monk, there's a story about a monk who asked the teacher, he said, "Teacher, I have eyes, I have ears, I have nose, I have body, I have mind." And that was the sort of student that she was to. So looking at the interview with Liz Wolf that I did on Gyuk.com a while back. So here's something. I said, "What's your strongest memory of Suzuki?" I asked her. And she said, "Well, I have many, many, but here I'll give you a few." She said, many people had expressed a concern about Roshi's health, even though he seemed healthy. Then I asked him, "Roshi, what will we do when you leave us?" And my heart was beating so fast I could hear the silence. Roshi looked at me with such love, and said, "I will never leave you." And he never has. "What if I decide I want to become a Christian later?" He said, "That's fine, as long as I was sincere." And I did become a Christian later when I was 31 and have been one ever since. And Roshi gave me permission to seek God in whatever way I truly felt I needed to do so. And I know she gave a talk on Zen and Suzuki Roshi to her church. She said, he said to her, just in passing, he looked at her and said, "Like moonlight in Tassajara Creek." She says, which was an explanation of the Buddhist name he'd given me. So when Suzuki said to her, you know, she said, well, how do you feel when I'm serving you? You know, he said, I feel like you're giving me your whole being. That's what she did from the first. She was young. She was young for us. I mean, we were all young. She was pretty young. And she served up her whole being. And that's one way to say what practice is. He appreciated Liz, and it's nice to remember her. This has been a Cuke Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Poobah of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonor with Doggett Bandita, Feline Kachita, and dear lovely Katrinka, wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.